You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing Chilly Night in Lansing. We heard that earlier, so bundle up and stay warm. Going out on the phone now to Aaron Slater, who's one of the organizers of Ignite Lansing and founder of the Sweaty Mouse. I'll have to come back and find out about the Sweaty Mouse in a minute. Tell us about Ignite Lansing, Aaron.
Well, thanks so much for having us on. Ignite Lansing, originally these started in Japan as events called Pechakucha. And they were a bunch of architects that got together to discuss whatever their latest project was on. And then some folks over in the U.S. From O'Reilly Media, they decided to turn it into topics of all sorts. So we picked this up in Lansing about 2 years ago. This is our fourth event. People are able to submit a topic online. And then there's public voting and also a panel of judges that makes the final selection. Now, the 15 people that are finally selected, they have 5 minutes to give their presentation. And they also have slides, and the slides are auto-advanced, so they have to really stay on top of their presentation. So the theme of Ignite is actually inspire us, make it quick. So the topics range from everything from ice climbing to organic farming to, engineering to greening and sustainability, all sorts of things. It's a really great event.
Well, and to put this together in the area here, I'm guessing it took a team to kind of pull this together and grab the idea and make it work locally as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. It started with a team of about 8 people that really wanted to get involved and do this. From there, it has grown. We've kept a core team of about 8 to 10 people. And then I would say that we have probably close to 40 to 50 volunteers that work on this. We don't have any staff. It's all volunteer driven, all sponsor supported. We don't make any money off of the event. It's just something really great to do for the community and to kind of inspire action within the community.
I think that just answered my question. What is the goal of the event? I get the enlightenment and so forth, and the energy. I'm sensing from you the energy involved. But what is the goal of bringing these speakers on? What do you hope to do?
Absolutely. Well, that's just it. Inspiring action within the community for people to think about ideas that they haven't thought about perhaps before, or people who might have thought of an idea but just thought maybe it wouldn't work here in this community and they see someone else speak about it. A lot of times we've seen people partner after the event where they will have heard someone speaking on a topic like organic gardening in the community, and they've said, I want to get my school involved in that. Let's partner together and make something happen, in the spring. So lots of things like that come out of Ignite, and it's really wonderful that way.
Is this held once a year?
Well, this is our fourth event, and they've taken place over a span of 2.5 years.
Okay.
Typically, we've tried to do about 2 a year, but this one we're doing in conjunction with Global Ignite Week. So there will be events happening on every continent in the world at the same time ours is, including Antarctica. Ours is the only one that you can actually fly to, so we're kind of unique in that way because we do have airplane parking outside of the hangar.
And I'm guessing because the tickets for the event are free, but they're also sold out for this event tomorrow night. So that tells me how popular this is.
That's correct. The first batch of tickets that we released to the public were 500 tickets, and those were gone within 4 hours. So people know about this event. They want to get involved. And some of the great things that came out of that, we've offered the opportunity to nonprofits for the first time that they could have a group of tickets and then give them to their volunteers based on a number of service hours. So the Old Town Community Association, they had a cleanup day in Old Town where they had volunteers come out and work a couple of hours, and then those folks were given a ticket to Ignite. So that's another way that the event tries to inspire community service and action.
And for folks who want to be able to be there virtually because they can't watch it live stream, I understand.
They can. They can log right onto our website, www.ignitelansing.com, and there'll be a link to the live stream there. It's being streamed by LCC TV, the link. Nicole Scalfani is the producer of that, and they're actually, it will be in HD this time. We had a little bit of troubles with the audio balancing out last time, but we think we've worked through those issues, and it should just be as easily watchable online as it is live at the event.
And in the article written in the State Journal, which prompted my call to you, it listed some of the speakers and some of the topics. Do you happen to have that with you?
You know, I am actually in a car driving at the moment, and I don't.
Well, I'm pleased that you don't. You're not looking down. If I may just list a couple. I mean, I'm so curious about this. I'm going to have to log on and watch
the
live stream.
Well, there are also bios. There are pictures and bios of all of the speakers and also a little brief about their topic. So if folks kind of want to get an idea of what it's about beforehand, they can log on to our website and all of the presenters are there with their topics and they can get a little bit more information about that. The one that I'm most interested to see, I think, is 52 Cups of Coffee, a young woman in town who decided she was fairly new in the community and wanted to get to know lots of people. So she decided to have coffee with one new person every week, and I'm really excited to see what came out of that.
That was one of the ones that piqued my interest, as well as one called The Lost Art of Macaroni and Cheese.
Yes, well, I happen to be a huge macaroni and cheese fan, so I will be tuned in for that one for sure.
There's 10 reasons I'd rather live in Lansing than New York City.
Yes,
there's just several of them here that. Recovering from an epic fail. I think we've all probably had at least one of those in our lives. I mean,
absolutely.
So it's absolutely fascinating. And before I let you go, Erin, I want to talk about the Sweaty Mouse. I love the name. And so I just, you know, I wanted to give you an opportunity to tell us what that is.
Well, actually, the Sweaty Mouse, it started in 1999 as a side grant writing business. I worked on some of the historical redevelopment in Old Town, what is now the Clark Hill Building Law Office there. I did a waterfront grant to rehabilitate that property. And I had a friend who was starting a tech business right around the same time. And he was tossing around the idea of the Sweaty Mouse, meaning like a computer mouse. And so we thought it was kind of fitting for grant writing as well. You work long hours and sometimes your mouse does get sweaty. So now the Sweaty Mouse, you know, many years later has kind of evolved. I do nonprofit and small business consulting with an influence on greening and sustainability. So I also do pro bono work in the community. I run Earth Day Lansing every year as my pro bono project. And I also help some of the local festivals get into recycling and composting, water bottle reduction planning, things like that. So that's the Sweaty Mouse. And I also have no employees, so I'm all volunteer powered as well.
Well, it's like I said, what I get from you is an energy and a creativity that I frankly enjoy quite a bit. And Ignite Lansing, I heard about it last, you know, one of the last times it was done from some friends. And when I heard that it was coming up tomorrow, even though tickets are sold out, I wanted to be sure that we had a minute to chat about it. I'll look forward to seeing it on online live streaming at ignitelansing.com. And next time I'll know to jump in a little early.
Great. Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to come on and talk about it.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely my pleasure. And good luck with everything tomorrow night. We'll be looking forward to seeing it. And then maybe have a chance to talk afterwards as well, Erin.
Great. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great night. We've been talking with Erin Slater, who is one of the organizers of Ignite Lansing. It sounds like a fascinating concept. It's tomorrow at Capital Region International Airport. Like I said, tickets are sold out, but you can watch the speakers in a live stream on www.ignitelansing.com. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.